This is the United States Treasury Department. The Treasury Star Parade presents one of the country's greatest dance bands, Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Somewhere, right now, some of our boys are facing machine guns, facing the loss of life itself in doing their part to help win this war for us. Are we doing all we can for them? Are we buying as many war bonds as we can? Don't forget, the Axis stops at nothing. Don't let us stop at only 10%. Investing in war bonds is your personal part in helping to win this war. Make it a big part, a part you'll be proud of. Figure out for yourself how much more you can invest to help to win this war. Now let's listen to Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Music in the mood made famous by Duke Ellington and known to listeners everywhere. Duke Ellington starts our Treasury Star Parade with Wait For Me, Mary. Here's a bit of Harlem mood in a more leisurely tempo. It's called Moon Mist. Thank you.
This is Duke Ellington speaking, and I want all you young folks to gather around your radio and listen to Uncle Sam for a minute, will you?
Your country needs your money now, just as surely as you will need it in the future. So when you invest in more war bonds, you're helping America win the war today, and you're helping yourself towards a safer, surer future tomorrow. Lots of you are making more money now than you ever made, maybe more than you'll ever make. And the smart thing to do is to put more of it into bonds. Don't spend those extra dollars on luxuries and fun, for if you do, you'll be wasting the money you may need someday, and you'll be hurting the war effort now. Why don't you pick up your pencil as soon as this program is over and do a little figuring? Write down just what it costs you to live, without frills and luxuries that you don't need, and then subtract that from your salary, and see if you don't find you can buy half again as many more war bonds as you're buying now. It'll make you feel mighty good inside to know you can do more for those boys out there who are giving everything for you. Figure it out yourself. Duke Ellington's music again, ladies and gentlemen. This time, it's A Slip of the Lip.
Shh, don't talk too much. Shh, don't say so much. Now, Jack, don't be so hip. A slip of the lip might sink a ship. Shh, don't see too much. Hey, boy! Now, don't you jive so much. Now, Jack, don't be so hip. A slip of the lip might sink a ship. The walls have ears. The night has eyes. So let's be wise. We'll trick those nasty spies. Shh. Don't talk too much. Don't say too much. Now, Jack, don't you be so hip. Slip of the lip might sink a ship.
Instrumental novelty for dancing. Duke Ellington plays Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Thank you. Thousands and thousands of American families, and maybe you're one of them, two or three people have jobs today where only one worked before. That means extra money coming in every week. And that extra money belongs in war bonds. How much of it? Well, only you and your family know the answer. So figure it out yourself. Figure what each person earns a week and what the family needs for living necessities. And then put the extra money into war bonds. That's the voluntary way, the American way. You are responsible only to your conscience and the boys on the battlefield fighting for you. Are you lending all you can? United States Treasury Department thanks Duke Ellington and the orchestra for their appearance on this program, as well as this station, for the use of its facilities. Special material was written by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. This is James Wallington suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in to Treasury Star Parade.